Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Jack Tobin. Batting second. The shortstop, Wally Gerber. Batting third. The first baseman, George Sisler. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ken Williams. Batting fifth. The catcher, Hank Severide. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Chick Shorten. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Frank Ellerbe. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Marty McManus. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Urban Shocker. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Urban Shocker. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Nemo Leibold. Batting second. The left fielder, Mike Minoski. Batting third. The second baseman, Del Pratt. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Elmer Smith. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Joe Dugan. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Joe Harris. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Pinky Pittenger. Batting eighth. The catcher, Muddy Rule. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Quinn. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Jack Quinn. And now, play ball. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin bunts towards the mound. Quinn fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Quinn fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pratt fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sisler is thrown out after the base hit. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Nemo Leibold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leibold hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Ellerbe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Minoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Del Pratt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pratt hits a fly ball into center field. Shorten settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Minoski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pittenger fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chick Shorten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shorten hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Ellerbe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellerbe hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Elmer Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Dugan reaches second base with a double. Smith moves to third. Joe Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Shorten. Harris reaches second base with a double. Shorten throws the ball in to Gerber, who tags Harris trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Smith scores. Dugan scores. One out. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Pinky Pittenger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pittenger hits a fly ball into center field. Shorten settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Muddy Ruhle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruhle takes first base on ball four. Jack Quinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quinn hits a fly ball into right field. Tobin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a fly ball into left field. Minoski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Urban Schocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schocker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 0 for 1 in the game. Tobin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pittenger fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Schocker moves to second. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0 for 1 in the game. Gerber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dugan fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Browns nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Nemo Leibold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leibold is 0 for 1 in the game. Leibold takes first base on ball 4. Mike Minoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoski is 0 for 1 in the game. Minoski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Del Pratt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pratt is 0 for 1 in the game. Pratt takes first base on ball 4. Minoski moves to second. Elmer Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Smith strikes out. Two outs. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Dugan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pittenger fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sisler moves to second. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide is 0 for 1 in the game. Severide hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Quinn fields it and throws to first for the out. Sisler moves to third. Williams moves to second. One out. Chick Shorten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shorten is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Shorten hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dugan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Sisler scores. Williams moves to third. Two outs. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Frank Ellerbe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellerbe is 0 for 1 in the game. Ellerbe hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pittenger fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Browns 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Harris hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pinky Pittenger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pittenger is 0-for-1 in the game. Pittenger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sisler fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Rule hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jack Quinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quinn is 0-for-1 in the game. Quinn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-1 in the game. McManus hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Urban Shocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shocker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Shocker bunts towards the mound. Quinn fields it and throws to first for the out. McManus moves to second. One out. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tobin bunts towards third. Pittenger fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. McManus moves to third. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0-for-2 in the game. Gerber hits a fly ball into left field. Minoski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McManus tags and scores. Two outs. It's Browns, 2, Red Sox, 2. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Sisler hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Nemo Leibold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leibold is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Leibold hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mike Minoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoski is 0-for-2 in the game. Minoski hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Tobin. Minoski reaches second base with a double. Leibold goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Del Pratt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pratt is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Pratt bunts towards third. Ellerb fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Minoski moves to third. Elmer Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Smith strikes out. One out. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Dugan hits a line drive towards short. Gerber catches it and throws to third to double up Minoski. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Minoski. Williams reaches second base with a double. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide is 0-for-2 in the game. Severide hits a fly ball into left field. Minoski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chick Shorten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shorten is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Shorten hits a line drive towards third. Pittenger catches it and races to tag Williams, for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Browns 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pinky Pittenger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pittenger is 0-for-2 in the game. Pittenger takes first base on ball 4. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Rule hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Sisler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Quinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quinn is 0-for-2 in the game. Quinn takes first base on ball 4. Pittenger moves to second. Nemo Leibold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leibold is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Leibold hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sisler fields the ball and throws to Shocker covering. Safe. Pittenger moves to third. Quinn moves to second. Mike Minoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Minoski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sisler scoops it up and throws to first, with Shocker covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Frank Ellerbe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellerbe is 0-for-2 in the game. Ellerbe hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dugan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McManus hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Urban Shocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shocker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Shocker bunts towards the mound. Quinn fields it and throws to first for the out. McManus moves to second. Two outs. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Tobin hits a fly ball into left field. Minoski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Browns 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Del Pratt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pratt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pratt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ellerbe fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Elmer Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Dugan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Gerber hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Minoski. Gerber reaches second base with a double. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dugan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Williams hits a line drive into left field. Minoski picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Minoski. Gerber scores. Williams moves to second. It's Browns, 3, Red Sox, 3. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide is 0-for-3 in the game. Severide hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dugan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Williams scores. Two outs. It's 4-3, Browns. Chick Shorten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shorten is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Shorten hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Rule settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Gerber. Shano Collins pinch hits for Pinky Pittenger. Shano Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Rule hits a ball on the ground towards second base. McManus fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Two outs. George Burns pinch hits for Jack Quinn. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Browns will come to bat. Eddie Foster now playing third base. Ben Carr now pitching. Frank Ellerbe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellerbe is 0-for-3 in the game. Ellerbe hits a ball on the ground towards third. Foster fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. McManus strikes out. Two outs. Urban Shocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shocker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Shocker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Nemo Leibold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leibold is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Leibold hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Leibold reaches second base with a double. Mike Minoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoski is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Minoski bunts towards the mound. Shocker fields it and throws to first for the out. Leibold moves to third. One out. Del Pratt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pratt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pratt hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Leibold scores. It's Browns, 4, Red Sox, 4. Elmer Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Pratt moves to second. Two outs. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Dugan hits a fly ball into center field. Shorten settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Red Sox 4. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Tobin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Gerber hits a pop-up towards short. Dugan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Sisler hits a fly ball into center field. Liebold settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tobin. The throw from Rule and he is out, Dugan applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster hits a line drive into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Rule hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ben Carr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carr hits a pop-up towards first. Sisler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Red Sox 4. The Browns will come to bat. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a line drive off the glove of Pratt, and into shallow right field. Williams reaches second base with a double. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Severide hits a line drive into left field. Minoski picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Minoski. Williams scores. Severide moves to third. It's 5-4, Browns. Chick Shorten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shorten is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Shorten hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harris scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Shorten for the out. One out. Frank Ellerbe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellerbe is 0-for-4 in the game. Ellerbe hits a fly ball into left field. Minoski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Severide tags and scores. Two outs. It's 6-4, Browns. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards third. Foster fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Nemo Liebold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Liebold is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles, a double, and a walk. Liebold hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Minoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoski is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Minoski hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Tobin. Minoski reaches second base with a double. Del Pratt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pratt is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Pratt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Minoski moves to third. Two outs. Elmer Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shocker fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Minoski scores. It's 6-5, Browns. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 1-for-5 in the game, with a double. Dugan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 6, and Boston Red Sox, 5. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.